And now let's take a big story of strategy and global politics and take it to a human level. The global story is Russia's intervention in Syria. Its warplanes have added to all the other firepower in that war. And that sparked a debate among some of the refugees fleeing Syria. Reporter Lauren Freyer overheard that debate not far from Austria's border.
Tempers are bound to fray in these conditions. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees out in the cold trying to walk through Europe.
First line.
Afghans and Arabs accuse each other of cutting the line for buses to Austria. But a different kind of argument breaks out when I ask Abdulkarim Mohammed why he's fleeing Syria now. He's from Idlib in Syria's northwest.
Russia airplane bombed a city and village, especially in Idlib and Hama.
He says he wanted to wait out the fighting, but then Russian bombs started falling on his village late last month.
11 days ago, I decided to come to Germany or Netherlands to complete my study and search a good future in Europe.
The mere mention of Russia and its airstrikes against Islamist militants who oppose Syrian President Bashar al-Assad turns heads in this refugee tent. A stranger and fellow Syrian, Lazarus Azar, overhears Mohammed's story of fleeing the Russian bombardment and interrupts.
No, that's wrong. The Russian helps the Syrian. The Islamic groups so bad. Syria was so beautiful, but now everybody want to go out because he don't know any time will die or family die.
These men are from opposite sides of Syria's civil war and now find themselves on cots right next to each other at this camp in Slovenia. With the Syrian war in its fifth year, many of those now fleeing are from areas untouched by major fighting until Russia's airstrikes. There are also supporters of the Syrian president here who feel their faith in the government being tested. People like Ali Saleh, whose father is a career officer in Syria's military.
The army Syrian is very good. The situation is better day after day. And Russia helped us. Maybe back to Syria after 1 year.
He's here with his mother and siblings. His father stayed behind to fight. They took all their belongings, though, just in case. Before I know it, half a dozen Syrians gather around talking politics. Yassin Hamdallah is from Dara in the southwest, where the war first broke out.
It's a cold war between Russia and the United States of America. They make people fight each other, buy a weapon. I have lost 9 people of my family.
Hamdallah says that for the past 21 days on his route out of Syria, he's tried to avoid his countrymen altogether.
It's too sensitive because a lot of people have other idea. I have seen a lot of fighting here between Syrian people.
He says they need to put that fighting behind them here and back home. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Shentil on the Slovenia-Austria border.